And welcome back to WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Tegeler talking with Sherrard High School senior student athlete Noah Fender. He's the feature on our high school sports spotlight this weekend. The Tigers off to a 2-3 start in the 2023 football season. Noah, I like to call him kind of a Swiss Army knife. He does a little bit of everything for the Tigers. So we'll get to you individually a little bit later on. But as we start, just kind of give us a progress report through 5 weeks. What do you think of the 2023 Sherrard Tigers in football so far?
We've came a long way since my sophomore year, for sure. We've competed with a lot of really good teams. We've won the games we knew that we would win. We would have hoped to have at least gotten one of those wins against those three really good teams. But otherwise, I'm really excited about how the rest of the season is going to pan out and hoping to make playoffs this year. So
now obviously, you know, you touched on it, a tough year 2 years ago when you and a lot of your classmates were seniors. Now we're playing a lot of sophomores, and you mentioned the progress that the program has made just kind of the last 2 years alone. What do you think have been some of the main things that have allowed that to happen, the progress talking about?
Just a lot of guys just buying into our philosophies, our beliefs, and what we want to do offensively and defensively. A lot of guys have put on a lot of weight. That's because of us getting in the weight room, working hard, doing what we're supposed to in the off season, and, you know, all that adds up to us getting to where we are now. So
I want to ask you a little bit about kind of the mindset of you and your teammates. You touched on this earlier, too. The three losses that you've taken this year in football have all been by one score to Kewanee Newman and Rock Ridge, who are all, you know, off to really good starts. I think just two losses combined between those three teams. And you've been so close in those three games where I know it's probably kind of difficult to walk off the field at the end of those and saying, man, we're so close, but still just not able to get over the hump. So through 5 weeks, what's kind of the mindset now at 2-3 with you and your teammates, and how have you kind of been able to keep the positivity, I guess, with some of those tough losses?
Coaches keep telling us, you know, we're right there. You know, a couple things go a little bit differently. We win those games, you know, and we just keep looking forward and just trying to win out the rest of the year. That's our goal right now. So
for you this year, you've scored touchdowns in a lot of different ways, two on the ground, one receiving. You've even scored a defensive touchdown, so kind of doing it all on both sides of the ball. We'll talk about your special teams role here in a moment, but just kind of talk about what you like to do both offensively and defensively.
You know, I just go as hard as I can for as long as I can, and, you know, I just go, you know. That's the best way I can describe it.
Right. So kicking this year, 16 for 16 on PATs, excuse me, 2 for 2 on field goals of, I think, 24 and 32 yards for those two field goals you made. So give us a little bit of a background on where the kicking background comes for you.
So since I was 4, I played soccer all the way up to my 7th grade year, and I started playing football, and it just came naturally to me. And I didn't really like when I first started, I wasn't really good at it, but it wasn't until like my sophomore year where I really got the hang of being able to kick a football, and it's just grown from there.
All right, so as we said, you've rushed for 2 touchdowns, caught a touchdown pass, scored a touchdown on defense, you've kicked 2 field goals, made all 16 PATs you've attempted. So can we expect Noah Fender to maybe throw a passing touchdown? Can you throw the ball at all?
I'm decent throwing the football. I don't think the coaches would trust me to do that.
Oh, I say they should give you a chance. All right, so, and I think I know what you're going to answer this last question with, but when you look ahead to the rest of the football season for the Sherrard Tigers in 2023, for you, what are your goals team-wide?
Win out the rest of the regular season, make playoffs, and make a deep playoff run, something that Sherrard football hasn't done in a while, so.
All right, that's Sherrard senior Noah Fender joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week. Noah, thanks for talking with us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yep, thank you for having me.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.